progress.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word.
Good evening, is Auntie Janet?
Good evening, yes it is.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
My little Stace is not, feeling well. We have to pray for her. She has this cold. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
I was calling her to go on the prayer line, but she's not feeling well.
I hope she feels better.
Thank you. I would tell her that. I told her we would pray for her.
Yeah. Okay.
Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And also, Auntie Beth.
Good evening.
And Loretta. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Leviticus, and we're still reading about the instruction for sacrifices. And we are in chapter 6. And when he has completed the rite of atonement for the holy place, the entire tabernacle and the altar, this he shall bring the live goat and lay his hands upon the head, confess over the sins of the people of Israel, and he shall lay all their sins upon the head of the goat and send it into the desert, led by man appointed for the task. So the goat shall carry all the sins of the people into a land where no one lives, and the man who shall let it loose in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall go into the tabernacle again and take off the linen garment he wore when he went behind the veil, and leave them there in the tabernacle. Then he shall bathe in the sacred place, put on his clothes again, and go out and sacrifice his own burnt offering and burnt for the people, making atonement for himself and for them. He shall also burn upon the altar the fat of the sin offering. The man who took the goat out to the desert shall afterward wash his clothes and bathe himself, and then come back into the camp. And the young bull and the goat used for the sin offering, their blood was taken into the holy place by Aaron to make atonement, shall be carried outside the camp and burned, including the hooves and internal organs. Afterwards, the person doing the burning shall wash his clothes and bathe himself and then return to camp. This is a permanent law. You must do no work on the 25th day of September, but must spend the day in self-examination and humility. This applies whether you are born in the land or a foreigner living among the people of Israel, for this is the day of commemoration, the atonement, cleansing you in the Lord's eye from all of your sin. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall spend the day in quiet humility. This is a permanent law. The ceremony in later generations shall be performed by the atonement of the high priest, consecrated in the place of his ancestor. He shall be the one to put on the holy linen garment and make atonement for the holy sanctuary, the tabernacle, the altar, the priests, and the people. This shall be an everlasting law for you, to make atonement for the people of Israel once each year because of their sins. And Aaron followed all these instructions that the Lord gave to Moses. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We have one more caller to join, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Wow. Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Amen.
I'll do a roll call and if you can start us off. Auntie Janet, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mom, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us with blessing of the prayer line.
Yeah, come out of Psalms 103, 1 through 5. With all my heart, I praise God, and with all that I am, I praise his holy name. With all my heart, I praise the Lord. I will never forget how kind he has been. The Lord forgives our sins, heals us when we are sick, and protects us from them. Each day that we live, he provides for our needs and gives us the strength of the human evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alrighty. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and start our program. We'd like to start off with Sister Shirley.
Okay, I'm coming from Psalms 34, 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all. His praise shall be on my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. We did have another call to join. Auntie Dodd?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Okay. Next,
Monica. Okay, I'm coming out of 103. Psalm 103, 1 through 22. Angie don't say a part of it, but I'm going to stay in line. And mine is called a call for celebration. On September the 9th, 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the confirmation of free African slave in America. Can you imagine the celebration as the word traveled from plantation to plantation, city to city, state to state? Stern disbeliever gave away to shout of joy, hand clapping and dancing and celebration over 200 years after the first American first African slave arrived in America. The institution of slavery was abolished and liberty was proclaimed. As we reflect on our lives, we have many causes for celebration. David named a few: forgiveness of sin, supernatural healing, redemption from destruction, and the execution of the righteous. Mercies of God. Psalm 103:3-6 said, God have blessed us so much that sometimes we take his blessing for granted. Instead of praising God for what he done for us, we get angry because he hasn't done what we want him to do. We need to practice a phrase from David, Psalm. Praise the Lord. We need to focus on his greatness. We need to remember the time we transgression his will and yet been forgiven. The former African slave could have focused on what they had endured. Instead, they gave praise to the God who delivered them. Suffering will always be a phase of life in this sinful world, but God's blessing will be poured upon those who do his will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Auntie, would you like to go next?
Okay. I will be sharing from 31 Days of Praise. Praise the Lord. And the importance of praise. One thing that is important of praise is that through praise, you can bring glory and pleasure to God. Through praise, you give God something no one else in heaven or on earth can give: the love and adoration of your heart. He chose you before he created the earth. He designed you as a unique original so that you would be a special person unlike any other. He made you for himself. He has made plans for an intimate relationship with you throughout all eternity. Such a God is not indifferent to your response to him. Your praise make him glad. If we neglect to praise him, it grieves him. Did you know that praise can help you fulfill your destiny, your chief purpose in this life and the next? The chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Through worship, praise, and thanksgiving, you minister directly to God, who seeks for his people to worship him. Here lies the most compelling reason for praise. God wants us to praise him. He delights in the praise of his people. He enjoyed when we come together and begin to praise him. He enjoyed when we just praise him individually, realizing that he is the creator of the universe and he is the supreme being. And he has taken delight in us, our little infinite wisdom, our little smallness, and whatever. He still delights in our praise. So we will worship and praise the Lord for as long as we live. Psalms 146 says, I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. I personally will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for Auntie Janet.
Thank you.
All righty. Auntie Betty, would you go next?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm chapter 15. The author is David. It's a guideline for living a blameless life. He said, who may worship in the sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbor or speak evil of their friend. Those who despise sinners and honor the faithful follower of the Lord and keep his promise even when it hurts. Those who lend money without charging interest, and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent. Such people will stand firm forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next,
who you say?
Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again from the captives of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said them among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, wherefore we are glad. Turn again our captivities, O Lord, as a scream in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He goes forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, before we the caller, John Hubert.
Martin.
Okay. Hubert? Well, maybe he's just
I'll be on mute, and I would like for the family to pray for me to have a safe trip back to Cincinnati Wednesday. And Lord bless us all.
Amen.
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 Amen. And also, thank you, Carrie, for your reading. Alrighty. Next, Loretta.
Sure. I'll be coming out of Roman. Now that we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us to learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character. And it helps us to trust God more each time. Then when that happens, we're able to hold our head high no matter what happens and knows that all is well. For we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with his love. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes, I believe Psalm 67. All the people shall praise the Lord. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. That way we know upon earth, saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And let the nation be glad and sing for joy. Thou shalt judge the people righteousness and govern the nation upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth her increase and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fill him. Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, God.
Amen. Good job.
Okay. Loretta, you?
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for all that you do for Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mom, the Verner family, Gary and family, Sister Shirley and family, Dwight and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, the Simmons family, Lenny and family, Reverend Allen and family, the Williams family, Ruth Edwards, Miss D, the Hurd family, Miss Pam, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Moody family, Eileen Holliday, Dessa Kendrick, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, Tony, Brian, Malachi, DeMarcus, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Eric, the Dix family, Marilyn and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut-in, and we know that with you all things are possible. And we thank you in advance for all the works that you are performing right now in our sick and shut-in. And Heavenly Father, we know that there is still power in the blood. And therefore, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. If everyone could just add Stacy to the sick and shut in list, she wasn't feeling well today.
Stacy, okay.
Okay. First talk about birthdays. Birthdays from March 12th. Through March the 18th. Do we have any birthdays?
Hi, Banner. 13th. Tomorrow.
Yes. All right. That's the only one that I have as well. Are there any other birthdays?
Yes, as a belated birthday for Janiyah Latrice Duncan. She's 6 years old yesterday.
Janiyah?
Latrice Duncan. Give her a shout out tonight. Thank you.
All righty. Would you like to sing a happy birthday song?
Who did you say we didn't hear you?
Hubert.
Hubert.
birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Naya and many more. Shalom, shalom. And everybody
Amen.
Else.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's go ahead with our program. We'll start again with praises, testimonies, poems, or more verses. We'll like to start with.
Okay, God says, I'm going to read from the upper room. Together, my friend and I attend the evening prayer service, which was organized by the church. We participate in a service with desire and hope to dedicate our praise to God. We also offer prayer and listen to our pastor preach the good news. Then it was time for the sacrament of the Holy Communion. The congregation attended the service with Lord. So we went out of communion bread. A woman sitting next to me decided to split her piece of bread and give me half. I accepted it gratefully. Together we enjoyed a banquet of love. We brought her into communion with Christ. Be this is my action, our witness, and the example of God's love. Even during times of shortness or scary, God will not run out. The prayer, loving God, give us to express our love, even when circumstances seem to work against. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Mom, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm coming out of the upper room also, and it's the second Sunday in Lent. Reading Matthew 4:1-11, that my thoughts, not your thoughts, nor my ways, said the Lord. You can also find 55:8. The thought for today is, today I will focus on God instead of myself. I tend to be a slow learner, and I also tend to think that I know what's best. As a teenager, I sometimes did what I want to do instead of listening to my parents. Now, as an adult, I sometimes do what I want to do instead of listen to God. Even after countless times of being left broken, hurt, or emptied as a result of listening only to myself, I still struggle to God. Today, I read in the temple prayer three times to convince Jesus to give in to temptation instead of listen to God. Of the three times, instead of healing those words that Jesus spoke, God truth, even though the offers were enticed, Jesus knew that God was better. Today, we may be tempted to cut corners or work at work or to lower our standard in relationship or to seek
commitment
instead of being faithful. We are often tempted to do what we think is easy instead of listening to God. Even though I am still a slow learner, I have come to realize that no matter how much sense my way makes, they always lead to brokenness. When we follow God's ways, life may not be easy, but the result is always better. God's way leads to holiness and life every time. Dear Lord, help us remember your ways and follow them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Loretta, would you like to go?
Sure. Let's see. I'm coming out of Joel Osteen. Be joyful always. The reading is out of Nehemiah 8:10. In Psalms, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. At all times means in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows that. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, you will be weak, and he will be able to easily defeat you. When you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. Declare to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I was going to read 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets have come or gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist. Whether ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and of the world hears them. We are of God. He knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know that the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Who you say?
It's Auntie Betty.
Oh, okay. I'm coming from Psalm 119. It says, joyful are the people. people of integrity who follow the instruction of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his law and search for him with their heart. They do not compromise with evil. They walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandment carefully. Oh, that my action will consist and reflect your decree. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your command. As I learn your righteous regulation, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your creed. Please don't give up on me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Sister Shirley, do you have any additional news to share?
I pass.
Okay. Anything more to share?
Who did you say you're breaking up?
Hubert. Hubert, do you have more to share tonight?
No, I'd just like to thank the Lord for all the blessings he has brought in my life and the blessing that I have been to others in this life. And I'd like to have prayer for my safe trip back to Cincinnati. Win. Thank you very much, and I love you all, and thank you for your prayers. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you for that, Hubert. Auntie Janet?
Yes, I would like to keep in the vein of praise. 31 days of praise. Today is 12. It says, I glory in your holy name, dear Lord. For in Christ I am righteous with his righteousness. I am justified just as if I have never sinned. I am totally right with you. Thank you that on the cross Jesus bore all the guilt for my sins, including past and present and future sins. How grateful I am that because of what Jesus did, you crossed out the whole debt against me in your account book. You nailed the account book to the cross and closed the account. I greatly rejoice in you, Lord. My soul exalts in you. For you have clothed the darkness. You have wrapped me with both righteousness and beauty. As a bridegroom dressed, as a bride adorned with a jewel. He's not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on all those who love him. For this reason, Father, I continue to praise you forever and always. I praise you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
That concludes our call. Does anyone have anything else they want to say before we bring it to a close?
I would just like to say this. It seems that the Lord really wanted us to praise him tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone mostly came from the book of Psalms. And
Amen.
That was just so strong in my heart. I asked the Lord what to share. And he impressed me to share for my 31 days of praise. Mm-hmm. And I just want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll go ahead and do the closing prayer, and then I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, all right. First of all, we need to call upon, calling for traveling mercy for Hubert for Wednesday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we would like to have Stacy to have a speedy recovery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. For if you need to be lifted up this week, go to the Book of Psalms. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's all about praising God, and that's where most of our reading came from tonight. And I just had to tag that on with Auntie Janet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that is in the White House. And we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Order your steps. Order your steps. May God bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you, we love you, we love you. Have a blessed week. Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Emily.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.